Yeah, there's been a lot of stories surrounding death. And I myself have been thinking about this a lot lately because a friend of mine, her son had a battle with cancer. And he made it through, but it was the type that a lot of people don't make it through. And, and she really surprised herself in her ability as going through this for him to teach her a lot of things and for her to become very accepting of what could very possibly happen. And it got me thinking a lot about the people that are still alive in my life. And I have a sibling that suffers with an addiction. And just wondering, what is the best way to navigate the people that we love that have unskillful behaviors, but we don't want to cut them out of our lives? You know, what is the best way to navigate that?
Well, I mean, there's unskillful and there's unskillful. You know, in the sense that you know, some things you have to be alert to so that you don't get entangled in that unskillfulness. But particularly, I mean, it's really, you know, say, yeah, there are people who are family, friends, who are engaged in what's unskillful. But it's important to make a separation between the unskillful action and the person, so that you want to be supporting the person but not the action. And sometimes that, you know, requires a sense of patience, a sense of kindness. Sometimes it takes a truthfulness to actually to say, you know, this is really harmful. But not in a, and it's important, if it's going to say something like that, it doesn't have weight if it is said out of anger or aversion. But it has weight when it's said with love and concern, and it may or may not land, or it may land and you don't know when it's going to take root. So that, you don't want to be cutting the person out, but you know the actual actions are. You don't want to be encouraging that person in unskillful acts.